In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. And as always, it's great to be with all of you. Great to be with all of you. So, as always, we like to start off by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the Mother of the Church. Mary is the mother of each and every one of us. Also, when we pray that beautiful prayer, the Hail Holy Queen, we invoke Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Therefore, let's pray that prayer that Mary loves most, and that prayer is the Hail Mary. So let's pray the Hail Mary with a lot of faith and devotion, and ask Mary to bless us in many ways today, as we say. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now let's invite to be with us our spiritual director. Our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many wonderful titles. He's known as the Paraclete. He's known as the Gift of Gifts. He's known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. He's also known as the Counselor, as well as the Consoler. He's also known as the Sanctifier. The Holy Spirit is also known as Interior Master. St. Paul reminds us that we really don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans, so we can say Abba. Abba, which means Daddy or Father. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to pour into our minds and into our hearts a lot of light, and to set our hearts on fire with the love of God as we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in His consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well, Lady Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. How true it is, my friends, the family that prays together stays together, and a world at prayer is a world at peace. So after praying with you, I promise to pray for you. And I'll be praying for you in the greatest of all prayers. And that is, of course, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. There's no greater prayer in the world than the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It is the prayer par excellence, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So I'd like to place you on the altar and offer various intentions. First, I'd like to pray that all of us would be open to the workings and inspirations of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My next intention, I'd like to pray in a special way for our families. For the conversion of our families, the sanctification of our family members, I'd like to pray also for the salvation of our family members. Jesus says, what does it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? So I pray that our family members on this first Saturday of the month would open their hearts to God's love through Mary. And last, I'd like to pray in a special way for those who will be dying sometime. Those who will be dying sometime today. For their salvation, that they would open their hearts to God's infinite mercy. So let's pray that when God calls us from this life to the next, that we would be ready. Let's pray for the grace of all graces to die in the state of grace. May God grant us this grace. So, my friends, today we want to honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is the first Saturday in the month of May. And May is a month dedicated to Mary. May is for Mary. So we want to honor. Our Lady, speaking to Lucia, spoke about the five first Saturdays of the month. So let's start today. And I'd like to go through the conditions to carry out the five first Saturdays of the month. Mary promises that when we die, that she'll be present to help us to die in the grace of God. That means to get to heaven, and that's really why we're here. First is make a good confession. You made a confession last week or maybe sometime this week. Try to do that. So, we're called to conversion through confession. The second is to go to Mass. Thank you, Sophie, for posting this for us. Thank you, Sophie. So make a good confession. The second is, on this day, to pray the Holy Rosary. Lady of Fatima, every time she appeared, she said to pray the Holy Rosary. John Paul II said, pray the rosary for world peace as well as for the family. For world peace as well as for the family. The third is Our Lady wants us to meditate, to spend at least 15 minutes meditating upon a mystery of the rosary or the mysteries of the rosary. You could do that by this. By maybe reading one of my chapters I have in my book on total consecration through the mystery of the Rosary. This could be one way in which you could do it. Or the book of St. Louis de Montfort, the Secret of the Rosary. And then, this is of utmost importance. We want to go to Mass. And in Mass, we want to receive Holy Communion. So Mass and receive Holy Communion. That's of utmost importance. However, Our Lady also wants us to make a communion of reparation. So, if Sophie could write down the following number five, communion of reparation for the following. Communion reparation for the following sins against her Immaculate Heart. First, for the sins against the Immaculate Conception. That's what the sins against the Immaculate Conception would be, the first. Second would be the sins against her perpetual virginity. The third would be the sins against Mary's divine maternity. The next would be the sins against the images of Mary, the people who have profaned the beautiful images of Mary, paintings or statues or churches, offer a prayer, communion of reparation for those sins. Lastly, the sins against children, those who draw children away from the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I'd like to go through them, Sophie's there's one other, the second one would be the sins against Mary's perpetual virginity. So I'll go through them again. Sins against her Immaculate Conception. Sins against her divine maternity. Sins against her perpetual virginity. Sins also against her images, those who have damaged her images, and the last would be those sins that draw the children away from the Blessed Virgin Mary. So that's of great importance, that not only do we go to Mass, we participate fully, actively, and consciously in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But also that we make a communion of reparation. And when we say communion of reparation, we really mean this. It's an act of justice that we repair for the damage done against God, in this case, God's Holy Mother, Mary Most Holy. So very good, Sophie, and our friend Bob Ward has helped us. Immaculate Conception, Perpetual Virginity, Divine Maternity, Image of Mary, Sins Against Children. Well done. So strongly, a lady in her Immaculate Heart asked Lucia to promote this devotion. So we have the 9 first Fridays that Jesus told St. Margaret Mariella Cook to promote. Whereas Our Lady of Fatima encouraged Sor Lucia of Fatima to promote the 5 first Saturdays of the month. So technically, if we start today, and May is the month of Mary, May is the month of Mary, so it'd be May, June, July, August. This would take us up to September. It's interesting because in September we have Marian feast days. We have the 8th of September is Mary's birthday. The 12th of September is the holy name of Mary. And the 5th 14th of September is Our Lady of Sorrows. So this is our message today, strongly encouraging all of you, to honor Mary's requests. And if done, she promises that she'll be there. The moment of our death, she'll be there to help us to die in the grace of God and so that our souls will be saved. This being the case, my friends, today I have a Mass in a few minutes, so this will be a little bit shorter program. Tomorrow will be the normal program. But I'll be praying for all of you in the Mass. I'm going now to say Mass. I'll be praying for all of you in the Mass. And I will end by giving you my priestly blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you and honor Mary's request of her Immaculate Heart. Amen.